This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here and take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Coming up, Chris, you're going to be telling us about some international news. We're going to get back into international news. We actually started out with some news about Russia tonight and the escalating tensions and violence between Russia and Ukraine, and then you've got some tension between Google and Russia, apparently.
I have that as well, yes.
Plus, we'll talk about Iranians being indicted on ransomware charges, even though they aren't even in the United States. You've got those stories on the way, and we've been talking about the not quite meaningless, but very, very small level of sentencing reform that is being proposed at the national level in the United States. We left off there. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as long as it's within, you know, the FCC's boundaries, of course. And if you want to avoid FCC censorship on our show, then you can go and tune into our after show tonight over on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. It'll start at 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. By the way, I do want to make sure that you know about freedomsphoenix.com. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com as we continue here. Daryl, was there anything else that you know you felt like we should share about this First Step Act?
Oh, there's definitely more here.
So this is the Washington Post. They're analyzing some of the counterclaims against this First Step Act.
Right, specifically from Senator Tom Cotton,
who's the kind of the head of the opposition.
Yes.
Claiming this is going to result in a bunch of rapists being released out into the streets and crime running rampant.
Right.
Even though the reforms here are very, very minimal and tend to only apply to future convictions.
Right. And he's sort of pointing at a provision that allows the Bureau of Prisons to wind up granting early release only to prisoners who present a minimal or low risk of recidivism. Taylor Foy, a spokesman.
Right, so if you're going in and you're causing trouble in prison and, you know, you're beating people up and you're a problem, you're not going to get let out early. You know, you've got to show some promise.
Taylor Foy, a spokesman for Senator Chuck Grassley, says that determination is based on actuarial data and information that the Bureau of Prisons currently uses that has to be an accurate predictor of behavior. There's a rubric that all inmates have to go through that they'll be evaluated against, and that's what makes the determination of their risk level. Senator Mike Lee of Utah, a co-sponsor of the bill, says at all times the Bureau of Prisons retains all authority over who does or does not qualify for early release. However, Cotton doesn't mention any of this in the op-eds that he published. And he winds up making some type of warning against future Democratic administrations not being able to be trusted. The Washington Post says the argument from Cotton is misleading since the BOP officials and wardens use objective criteria and a point system to assess risk and would keep doing so under the new law before granting any early release. They're not peering into anyone's soul so much as crunching numbers, and the president's political stripes are not a factor in the equation.
Yeah, because these Bureau of Prisons bureaucrats are the same across the presidents. It doesn't matter if you get Donald Trump in there versus Barack Obama. It's probably the same exact bureaucrats running the Bureau of Prisons, minus one or two maybe changes.
They use 15 predictors of serious misconduct, such as prior record, seriousness of the current offense, history of violence, prison rule infractions, age, and the inmate's participation in programs.
Okay.
So they say that, you know, all of this combined should alleviate Cotton's concerns that sex criminals are going to wind up just having years shaved off of their sentences. However, after the Washington Post...
How many rapists are in federal prison anyway?
Oh, hold on. I was about to tell you that.
Okay, all right.
After the Washington Post published this article originally, they say Cotton's staff provided information from the Department of Justice showing that out of the 15,526 federal inmates currently serving a sentence for sex offenses, 73% are currently classified as low security. Under this section, the prisoner would have to accumulate enough time credits for early release, then file a petition, then get the warden to approve it, and then show through the periodic risk assessments a demonstrated recidivism risk reduction. The warden would have to find that the prisoner made a good faith effort to lower their risk by participating in prison programs and that the inmate would not be a danger to society if transferred to pre-release custody, i.e. halfway house, or supervised release, i.e. parole. So there's a whole process that has to be gone through, even for people that are listed as minimal or low risk, before they're let out on supervised release or sent to a halfway house.
Apparently they do have sexual assault at the federal level.
Yes.
I had no idea. I figured those were all just state charges. I wonder why the federal government would get involved in a rape case. Is it if somebody crosses a border to go rape
somebody?
If
someone crosses state lines, then it becomes a federal offense.
Huh.
If someone travels out of the country to commit a sexual crime, it is a federal offense.
Yeah, it's probably true.
The Washington Post, just real quick, they say, without minimizing Cotton's concerns about public safety, these omissions and twists make a difference in the public's perception of the bill, and we give it two Pinocchios. So basically they're saying he's a dirty, dirty liar, and
what's
he's
the
misleading
maximum number
people.
Of Pinocchios?
I don't know.
All right, well, hey, there's your summary of the current status.
They actually do have about our rating scale. And let's see. They have up to four Pinocchios.
Okay.
So two Pinocchios is significant omissions and or exaggerations.
Gotcha.
Some factual errors may be involved, but not necessarily. A politician can create a false, misleading impression by playing with words and using legalistic language that means very little to ordinary people, similar to a half-truth.
All right. So
one Pinocchio would be just sort of shading the facts and selectively telling the truth.
Gotcha.
And four Pinocchio is basically the equivalent of, there's another one that they do, liar, liar, pants on fire.
That's another thing they do?
It's not the Washington Post. There's another, I think it's PolitiFact.
Gotcha.
That they're, you know, like, yeah, this is, you know, like, not even related to reality.
Wow.
It's just listed as liar, liar, pants on fire.
So there you have it, the First Step Act, which is just a bare minimum step. I mean, it is just
barely. It should be called the Baby Step Act.
Yeah, I mean, and as I touched on earlier, you mentioned that this took them 5 years just to craft this legislation, just to get it to this point where it is today, which isn't. It's not passed yet.
Right.
So, you know, maybe it'll pass. The
clock's ticking. They've got, five and a half weeks?
Do they go all the way up to the end of the year, or do they take a break and then, you know, say screw it?
Technically, they take a break towards the end of the year, but they could always wind up calling off vacation.
They could. Are they going to do that for the federal prisoners' benefit?
Probably not.
Yeah, doubt it.
So whether this moves ahead this year, if it does move ahead this year, it's barely going to do anything at all to enact any kind of meaningful sentencing reform. It's going to maybe allow a few people to apply to get out on an early release or halfway house program that are currently in jail or in prison. It will have an effect potentially on the sentences of people being sentenced for second and third offenses into the future, but barely reducing those. This is not significant. I mean, even Newt Gingrich in his op-ed piece points out that the police are apparently, like different police unions and such, are supporting this.
Right.
I don't know why that is, but they are. And
they need more people to arrest.
How would this give them more people to arrest?
If you release the prisoners, then
they're out on the
They're only releasing people that have a low chance of recidivism.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what it is. But either way, look.
Not the lowest of the low.
This is something that probably should happen, and it needs to happen in a much more significant way. But again, it is just their first step. How many more years will it take for the second step? Who knows?
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts. So visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on air call in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get into one of those. There's four of them there at the top of our call list, or top of our chat list. And join any one of them, and we'll join you in there once we notice you there, and you'll get on the air with us in the studio. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Welcome, by the way, to Alamo AM, KRSY, AM 1230 in Alamogordo, New Mexico. They are coming on board for Free Talk Live. They're actually going to air this show, so the Friday night show. They're going to air it Saturday, basically middays. So we're replacing the Freedom Fiends, which were on that station, great libertarian show that was on for a number of years. If you're missing the Freedom Fiends, well, Michael Dean, if you're listening right now in Alamogordo, Michael Dean, the host of that show, decided that he had a good run and he was calling it quits. He may still do the occasional podcast on his website, which is freedomfiends.com. But the regular production of the radio show has any production of the radio show there has ended. And so we're taking over the position. So welcome aboard to everybody there in Alamogordo listening to KRSY. Now, if you are listening to the show in what they call delayed broadcast in radio, which is where you're not listening live, you know, we're doing the show live at 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, 7 nights a week. So if you do want to call in, those are the hours during which you should call. And like I said, we're there 7 nights a week. So any night of the week, 7 to 10 Eastern, you can call and talk to us about whatever is on your mind. As we continue, we go to Sarah, somebody who frequently takes advantage of that fact. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. So I'm quite bewildered that, you know, Chrysler is going to lay off thousands of workers in Canada and United States. And they got corporate welfare by like hundreds of millions of dollars by Obama a while ago, right?
Yeah, wasn't it Bush as well?
Yeah.
They got a corporate welfare again with him.
Yeah.
So, but you know, the deal was that they saved Chrysler. What was the reason? It's to create jobs. They were afraid that all these people in Detroit, is that Detroit, Chrysler?
Probably. I don't know. A lot of them were in Detroit. I don't know how many of them still are.
So my conclusion is that what a waste of our tax dollars.
So your point being that...
That's what libertarians said at the time.
Yeah. So your point being here, Sarah, is that giving a bunch of tax dollars to this failing company in order to shore up jobs... Ultimately, later on down the line, turns out they still failed, and now they've got to fire a bunch of people. So, essentially, it just delayed the inevitable.
Well, it was just talk about wasteful spending of our tax dollars.
So, you're against corporate welfare. Let's just be clear. You're against corporate welfare.
Well, Most all of it, especially what I get when I'm a little-time welfare recipient,
right.
You know, and I get kicked around constantly like I'm destroying the whole country. And these corporations, the bankers, and even the farming subsidy, the soybeans,
yep.
the pig farmers, they get subsidy. And
so why is corporate welfare such a bad idea?
Well, it's a bad idea because they need to pay us back. Because they
who needs to pay you back?
Well, the Chrysler, they need to pay back.
But that's not welfare. Welfare, you know, that would just be a loan. If it was welfare, then it wouldn't have to pay it back.
Right, and most of the monies that were given to the auto companies...
Wasn't that a loan? Or no?
Most of the money was not loans. It was just, here's money.
Yeah.
Sarah is saying that they should pay it back, which would then turn it into a loan, but that was never the agreement.
Well, even still, that's still a taxpayer-backed loan, and I'm against that as well.
They probably default on it anyway.
Which they could do. Yeah.
The thing about it is that this is my whole point. They get these handouts. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, like half a billion dollars. But you know what? They get away with it. Do you know who gets blamed? It's the homeless people, the mentally ill, the handicapped.
I don't think they're blaming homeless people for corporate welfare.
Who's blaming homeless people for Chrysler closing some plants? I'm confused here.
Well, they're saying that if a homeless person gets...
Who is saying this?
They're taking... Well, you guys are constantly saying it.
We've never blamed homeless people for Chrysler being a failing business.
What are you saying about homeless people, Sarah?
Well, what they're saying is they're taking our tax dollars because they get food stamps, and they're wasting our tax dollars. And here are these corporations and the war weaponry companies. They're taking all of our tax dollars.
It's all a waste of tax dollars. It's all a waste of tax dollars. We're not picking and choosing here.
Well, she is, but we aren't.
Right, no, she said that we have sided with giving corporate welfare,
no,
which we never have.
That. I don't know if that's
we're
what
also,
she said.
We're also against giving welfare to anybody.
Well, the problem is Sarah doesn't actually listen to what we're saying.
No, that's true.
Even
she's
when
terrible.
She's on the phone and we're trying to have a conversation with her, she doesn't listen to what we're saying. She just hears that we're talking, and then she hears that we stop.
Well, and also, the thing is the investors, the people that bought stock, it actually went up. Even though all the workers lost all of their jobs, how could that be possible? So if you own Chrysler stock, they actually went up.
Because stocks are not an actual indicator about the profitability of a business. Mm. It's speculation about what people think a business is worth.
Yeah. So the reason why welfare, Sarah, is a bad idea, whether it be corporate welfare or personal welfare, is it screws up incentives. And when it comes to corporations, basically it protects corporations who should otherwise go out of business.
Right.
If you're a failure as a business, it doesn't matter how many people have jobs working for you. You ought to go out of business. You ought to, if you're, you know, not making enough money to pay your bills, and you know, your staff are part of your bills.
Yep.
If you're not making enough money to pay the costs you got to make, then it's time for you to sell off your business to the highest bidder, and maybe that person can make it work better. Otherwise, you just liquidate your inventory.
Like what Toys R Us did.
Yeah. Mm. And then you close down the shops, you sell the land, and you try to pay off your creditors as much as you possibly can, and it's over. You lose, and your investors lose. And yes, those people will lose their jobs, and that sucks for somebody who, you know, had what they thought was a career at a particular corporation, and the corporation goes under. But that's okay, because almost every time somebody loses a job, and I know, Sarah, you don't have a whole lot of experience with this, because Sarah's told us in the past she basically never had a job since she was a teenager. But when you lose a job, in a lot of cases, you end up getting a better one. You know, some people tend to get despondent if they lose their job, worrying that they're not going to end up all right after the fact. But in most cases I've ever seen, when somebody loses a job unexpectedly, whether it's because company went out of business or because they just got fired for some reason, they almost always turn up somewhere better, at a better gig.
Wouldn't you want to go and work for a company that was successful, that was actually making money, because then they could pay you more?
Indeed, if the company is successful, then
you're saying that all welfare is bad. How come people starving and freezing to death is a waste of money? You think
nobody is starving to death, Sarah. There's nobody
not in the U.S.
Not in the United States. Venezuela, that might be another story. And they've got plenty of welfare in Venezuela. How's that working out for them? Thanks for the call, Sarah. More coming up. We can talk more about welfare or whatever you want to discuss. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
A massive 7.0 earthquake strikes in Alaska. For an update, we go to Steve Strait, USA Radio News affiliate at KEDI in Anchorage.
Many Anchorage businesses have sent their employees home to deal with their own property. Reports of water damage, water main damage, roads cracked open in many parts of Anchorage. Significant damage to bridge infrastructure in and into and out of Anchorage. This town is pretty much shut down for the day. This will take years to rebuild.
The information of 500 million people has been reportedly compromised after hackers accessed Marriott Starwood guest reservation database. The hotel group runs more than 6,700 properties around the world. An investigation by the chain revealed that hackers made their way into the system on or before September 10th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Welfare. Sarah was just on the line with us a few moments ago, criticizing, rightfully so, corporate welfare, but at the same time defending personal welfare. And we can talk a little bit more about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And then on the way here tonight, Chris Wade is with us from ThinkPenguin.com and Freedom Decrypted, his new show, which you can watch over at FreedomDecrypted.com.
Yep.
And that is Saturdays. You're live starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Yep, 5 to 7.
In the afternoon. And sometimes you go a little later than 7, so that's what I'm just saying. Starting at 5.
Yeah, it's not supposed to, but
oh, really?
We have gone over that a little bit.
Hey, if you're having fun, then why not? So check him out over there. It's a freedom-oriented tech show, basically, with you and sometime rotating cast of co-hosts. You've had Bob call in with you.
It has been rotating. It didn't start out that way,
but that's okay.
Yeah.
So check it out over at freedomdecrypted.com. As we continue here, Sarah in New Mexico claiming that, well, corporate welfare is obviously bad because you're helping, you know, failing companies not fail for maybe just a little bit of time, then they fail anyway down the road. She was bringing up Chrysler as an example of that. But either way, even if the corporate welfare does get them over some sort of a hump and they manage to make a comeback, it's still wrong,
right?
Because you're still helping this one company at the cost of everybody else. Everybody else was forced by the government to pay into the system, and then the people in the system granted money from that system to their politically connected buddies, in this case over at Chrysler or GM or, you know, you fill in the blank of the farmers that she mentioned, the farm subsidies. This is all not fair because if everybody's forced to pay for a company, but they don't get any stock or any sort of dividends or anything like that. It's just, it's straight up welfare. And it's wrong. A company that's failing is usually failing for a reason, and they deserve to go out of business. Don't they call it in economics creative destruction? The idea that when a thing goes away, it's not like, you know, that segment of the market usually goes away. Like, cars aren't going to disappear tomorrow. If Chrysler goes out of business, we're not going to all of a sudden have no cars left. Anybody else can get into that marketplace and try to compete by making their own cars. And obviously, making a car is not an easy thing to do, and you probably have to have quite a bit of capital up front in order to invest in the, you know, the necessary facilities. But regardless,
right.
Chrysler couldn't make it work, while there's plenty of other car companies who can.
Yep.
So we don't need them. Get rid of them. Let the people who were in those jobs find other jobs either in the same industry or in completely different industries. Learn a new skill or take your existing skills to some other, you know, person who can appreciate them and pay you for them. But then she brings up, because, you know, pointed out why corporate welfare fails and, you know, why it shouldn't happen, because you're helping things that have, you're helping companies that have failed. Let them fail. Let the market create something new to replace them.
Well, at a more base level, it's wrong, and I would dare say immoral, to take things from one person and give it to someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Without the, you know, expressed consent of the person that you were getting the money from.
Correct. Well, which that means that all taxes are immoral.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a name for that. It's called stealing.
It is called stealing.
Right, but most people don't think of their taxes as being stolen from them because
They should.
I'm just saying that most people don't, and that's why I'm using the, you know, phrasing that I'm using.
What do most people think about their taxes?
Well, it's a necessary evil. I don't like them, but, you know, like, they do pay for the roads and the schools, and I like roads and schools. Why do you hate roads and schools, Ian?
I don't hate them. I think that roads and schools would also exist in a future without government taxation because people want them. And whatever it is that people want, people in the marketplace manage
to
provide.
They lock up rapists. My tax dollars lock up rapists. And if you don't pay taxes, then everybody's just going to be raping everybody because there's not going to be cops.
Right, because nobody would ever want to contribute voluntarily to stop rapists, right? Because everybody thinks rape's cool.
Right, if you actually look at the arrest numbers from your town or your city, you're going to see that I would dare say a vast majority, if not just a, you know, simple majority of the arrests are for victimless crimes. Things where there is no identifiable victim. So drug possession, open container, maybe somebody driving with an unregistered vehicle, driving without a license, things of that sort. Here in tiny Keene, New Hampshire, there's a lot of arrests that happen when the college is here where people are walking between parties and a cop happens to be down by the college and waves over some 20-year-old girl and she's not really paying attention because she's had a little bit to drink and she's still got a beer in her hand and she steps onto the sidewalk and then public intoxication, a minor with alcohol, and open container. There's three charges citations right there. Mm. Who was being hurt by the 20-year-old girl walking from one party to another?
Nobody. Nobody at all.
Not a soul.
That's what your taxes are paying for.
Oh, there's plenty of things taxes pay for, like war and destroying innocent lives around the world as well. But my point being that Sarah had brought up the claim that, well, if it wasn't for welfare, people would be starving in the streets. And nothing could be further from the truth, in the United States at least. There's plenty of food in the United States. All you have to do to prove that to yourself is look at the number of so-called poor people who are heavily overweight. There are a lot of fat, poor people in the United States, and that is evidence that they are not that poor when you compare them to the rest of the world. If you take people in the United States who are considered poor and you compare them to poor people in, say, India, or poor people in, say, parts of China, or in other parts of the world where it's not as quite as nice, then that's going to be a huge discrepancy in their quality of life between
right.
those two groups.
Fee even has an article that
Foundation
for Economic Education, headline, Why Poor People in the Freest Nations Have Incomes 8 times Higher Than Poor People in the Least Free. Now, this isn't talking about, you know, people being starved or malnourished, and you can certainly
find them in the United States.
Well, you will find malnourished people in the United States.
Yeah, maybe the kid that gets locked in a cage in his parents' house because, you know, they're getting a welfare check for the child and they don't want to actually take care of him. They just want to, like, give him the barest bare minimum. It's going to be hard to find real
malnourished.
Malnourished
doesn't just mean not eating enough.
Uh-huh.
You can be obese and be malnourished.
Yeah.
Malnourished means not properly nourished.
You might be able to find malnourished people in our prison systems, especially in certain parts of the country.
Yeah, that could be.
I mean, whether or not they have enough food to eat, you know, maybe they have enough food to eat, but they're not well nourished.
That could very well be the case. But, I mean, not accepting the government itself. For the average person,
right.
there's
right.
plenty
and
of access
if
to food.
You go back
go
and
dumpster
you...
diving, dude. Our roommate goes dumpster diving and gets all kinds of good stuff.
It's
crazy.
If you look at the poverty rate in the United States... It was falling before there was the war on poverty that was declared.
Ah, how coincidental.
And the rate has stayed about the same for nearly 50 years.
I mean, this neglects the idea of charity, that people can't, you know, be charitable. And certainly there was certainly a long time in this country, in the United States anyway, you know, where people were very charitable.
Yes.
Well, and not as it neglected, it suggests Sarah's position saying that there would be people starving suggests that people wouldn't be charitable, suggests that in the absence of welfare, forced wealth redistribution, that people would not give voluntarily to others, which all the evidence flies in the face of that. There's a food bank here in Keene, New Hampshire called the Community Kitchen. And, yeah, it does get a small amount of money from the government, the local city government, but that's just because it's there and, well, why not? You can't blame a charity for doing that. But they get most of their contributions from individuals and companies who give to this food bank. And food banks like that exist in towns and cities all across the United States.
Health inspectors in Missouri poured bleach on food was meant for
story.
The homeless.
Hold that. Let's get into it here because it's insane. We'll continue. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, you know you got a lot of food when somebody feels like they can pour bleach on food. We'll explain that coming up here in a moment. It's outrageous. It's Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. Wolfhillammo.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Join us here if you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about poor people. And Sarah's claim earlier that it's welfare that is helping people not starve to death in the streets, and I am calling BS on that claim, at least here in the United States. It is, it's, I'm not going to say it's a good life to be poor. It's probably frustrating in a lot of ways. But one thing's for sure, there's no shortage of food in the United States. There's so much food in the United States that a bunch of it gets thrown out every single day. And then some of it is absolutely wasted. You're going to give us an example, Daryl, of a government agency actually making it harder for homeless people to get fed, not by arresting the people who are serving the homeless, because that certainly has happened in other instances. This is another outrageous story that you're going to be sharing with us here. But our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and then we can also check in and see exactly how much more difficult a lifestyle of a poor person is in, say, Venezuela, where it actually is hard to get your hands on even the most basic food.
Are there only like five people in Venezuela that aren't classified
poor
as poor?
Yeah, Nicolas Maduro, the president, and probably his four right-hand and left-hand men would be my guess. Now, there's some people in the country that are still, you know, pretty well connected to the government and probably get fed because of that. But outside of that, it's if you're rich enough, you've already left.
Right.
You know? So we're going to continue with that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Anarch Acapulco is coming up soon. It's going to be February 14th through the 17th, so we're less than 3 months away, 2.5 months, basically, until Anarch Acapulco. Ron Paul is going to be back this year, so if you missed him in 2018, he will be there in the 2019. Anarch Acapulco speaking again, which probably means this one's going to sell out as well. Which means if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you really ought to go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get your tickets. Once again, code FTL at anarchapulco.com. It's going to be a great event. It's been awesome the last 2 years that I've been, and as I said, this year in 2018, it was a sellout. So they're two-thirds of the way to selling out for 2019. Get your tickets, anarchapulco.com. We will be there broadcasting Free Talk Live, and there'll be a great lineup of speakers discussing things like entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It will be one of the, if not the largest gathering of freethinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and anarcho-capitalists in Acapulco, Mexico, February 14th through the 17th. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's James calling from Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. So I'm just going to dump your call there. Still on a ban. I'm not sure when it was. I'll have to check my calendar because I put that in as far as when his ban was lifted. I think it was going to be in January. And now that he's called in during his ban, I'll be extending the ban even further. So we don't ban a lot of people here on Free Talk Live, but that caller, who you didn't even hear if you were on the radio because he got dumped out, is not welcome here because he threatened some people, and it's just not okay to
not just
in.
People,
yeah,
hosts of the show,
yeah,
and the families of hosts.
It's like multiple people, right?
Yeah, and it went on for years, and finally, yeah. I went ahead and said, "All right, we're just not going to allow threats anymore." So,
yeah,
you know, we're pretty flexible show. We'll let you call in about pretty much anything, and there's certainly no FCC rule against threats. It's just not really a particularly nice conversation
right.
to be having.
Mm.
So, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue here. Daryl, what's the story with these bureaucrats apparently ruining some food with bleach?
Yeah, so Washington Post has the story, and it's actually a couple of weeks old here. They say health inspectors in Missouri shut down large food giveaways meant to feed the homeless in Kansas City parks across the city at the beginning of the month, trashing and bleaching some of the food to render it inedible. The action prompted an outcry from groups across the political spectrum. But the city appears to have changed course. Health officials did not interrupt the food giveaways that had been organized by a local volunteer group on Sunday, according to the Kansas City Star. And the Sunday in question would have been the 11th. The date on this article is the 12th. Nellie McCool, a volunteer with Free Hot Soup Kansas City, told the Star, "Everybody was ready to stand up for themselves. We were prepared to face the law." The conflict occurred on November 4th when inspectors descended on the picnics that Free Hot Soups KC organizes at parks across the city. The Star reported, "It looked ugly Sunday. Home-cooked chili, stacks of foil-wrapped sandwiches, vats of soup, and other food prepared by volunteers with Free Hot Soup Kansas City.
We must put a stop to this terror.
Dumped in bags and soaked in bleach to make sure that no one tried to recover it."
God.
I mean, that's like destruction of somebody else's property. That's a crime.
No, it's not.
It's not a crime
it.
When the health inspector does it. Being a government agent means never having to say, "I'm guilty." The Yikes. City Health Department said in a statement at the time they had received multiple complaints about the gatherings and said that the events were not properly permitted.
"You must have our papers. Where are the papers?
We will bleach this."
Quote, "The group organizes volunteers to prepare food at homes and transports the food in personal vehicles to serving locations. The food is not kept at required temperatures for food safety."
My God.
They added that Free
Hot Soup
KC. See,
they're just doing
KC.
To protect the homeless, see? They're trying to keep the homeless healthy. We don't want them to get whatever weird nasty thing would develop from the kitchen to the serving station if they didn't keep it on a hot flame or something like that.
Health inspectors added that Free Hot Soup KC chose not to obtain required permits to follow safe food handling practices. Kansas City Director of Health Rex Archer told the Star that homeless people faced a danger from foodborne illnesses.
Read the statement about them not pulling a permit.
The people eating out of garbage cans, right?
Right, those
people.
Free Hot Soup KC chose not to obtain required permits to follow food safety handling practices.
Okay, so very misleading statement there. They didn't get the permit. That doesn't mean they're not safely handling the food.
Right.
That just means they didn't get the permit. They're making it sound like because they didn't get the permit, they're dangerous. But in the reality is, These people are probably people who understand that you're supposed to wash your hands.
They make it sound as though if you don't have the permit, you cannot safely handle
food. That's what I'm saying. They're making it sound as though this
not that
group,
you choose not to or that you're not knowledgeable, but without the piece of paper
you don't know.
That there's no possible way that you can prepare a sandwich the correct way.
It's insane. But this is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe they're there protecting you, and that if it weren't for the health department and their crew of bleach-armed bureaucrats, that we would all be in jeopardy, that we'd all be out there suffering because these kitchen crews, without their permits, would be all of a sudden doing business in a very dangerous manner. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. And, again, it goes against all evidence of the contrary, which is to say that restaurants frequently have standards much higher than the government sets as far as what minimum food safety standards are concerned. They're certified by organizations that are independent of the government, like ServSafe, which is one of the main ones. You'll see their certifications. If you look around when you're in restaurants, you'll sometimes see the name ServSafe because there's like a certificate hanging on the wall, and that means that they've been certified. Each one of the employees has gone through the ServSafe training course and, you know, make sure that they know how to handle stuff.
An administrator for Free Hot Soup KC says to us it's discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially saying there's a problem that we just want to sweep under the rug and get rid of, but these are human beings and they deserve to be heard and seen. Eric Garbison of the Cherith Brook Catholic Workers House told the Kansas City Star that this amounts to criminalization of people who are homeless and the people who are supporting them.
How many times does this have to happen? I mean, it was Florida years ago where we were reporting on the Orlando Food Not Bombs that was getting arrested.
And then Fort Lauderdale. There was a story in Louisiana, I forget the year, where some hunters had donated food. And because it wasn't properly packaged and labeled, even though it came straight from the butchers.
Right.
We just slaughtered it.
It
wasn't put in the little cellophane wrapper. And so, therefore, bleach got poured on all of it.
Now, did anyone get arrested in Missouri?
Doesn't say that anyone was arrested. Just says that the food was seized, thrown in garbage bags, and then poured with bleach.
Right. So if they don't actually arrest somebody, then there's no court hearing. Right.
See, this is a violation of the due process.
Yeah.
If they're destroying something or taking something without giving you a trial or the opportunity to take it to court,
I guess you could file a civil suit against them.
Oh, you're assuming that, you know, the legal system is actually there to protect people.
He's a dreamer.
There's no justice in the justice system. It's just us getting screwed over.
We got more coming up here in moments. You want to talk about screwed over? Let's look at Venezuela and their food situation on the way here. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Russia versus Google. That's still on the way tonight here on Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.